From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. At a time when there's a lot of talk about holiday discounts, this next story is about keeping prices from getting too low. Manufacturing companies and small retailers are facing off over whether manufacturers can set a minimum price for the products they make. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court said they can. Today, as NPR's Jeff Brady reports, a group of retailers, including eBay and Costco, met to plot their strategy for bypassing that decision.
At the center of the legal case before the Supreme Court last year was purses, specifically a brand called Brighton. It sells to independent retailers, not big chains. One of those small retailers was Phil Smith. He owned a store called Kay's Closet outside Dallas. Brighton cut off shipments after Smith refused to stop discounting everything by 20%. The two companies went to court, all the way to the highest court, where Smith lost. Smith was in Washington today, along with others who think the ruling was bad for consumers.
It is an insult to my status as an independent retailer to have my prices dictated by a manufacturer. Allowing price fixing will result in higher retail prices, lower store sales volumes, lower store profits, and higher business failures.
Todd Cohen, eBay's chief lobbyist, agrees. He blames last year's decision on the makeup of the Supreme Court. Cohen says the majority conservatives sided with big business interests.
That's simply all it is, versus traditional antitrust doctrine, which has been far more of a progressive value rather than a conservative value.
Justices did upset a nearly century-old precedent, making it automatically illegal for manufacturers and retailers to agree on minimum prices. The majority said setting minimums could allow stores to earn more profit and offer better service. And what critics call price fixing, Jerry Cole calls brand maintenance. He owns the Brighton brand, and since most of his business is with independent retailers, it's important to him that they don't start undercutting each other and cheapening the brand. Cole also dismisses dire predictions that this case will raise prices and put small retailers out of business.
You want to see how it's affected prices? Walk into Neiman's today. Almost the entire store is on sale. So obviously not much has changed.
Of course, there's a deep recession underway, but Cole says this case changed only one thing.
Now it's not automatically illegal for people to talk about setting prices. Before, it was automatically illegal.
Now, if a retailer thinks price setting is unfair, they can take a manufacturer to court. In legalese, this is called rule of reason. But that's not practical, says Seth Bloom, a Democratic staffer with the Senate subcommittee that handles antitrust issues. He spoke at a news conference today.
To think about bringing a case like that against a giant, with enormous resources, is really unrealistic. So it's nice to say in an academic way rule of reason is available. But, I mean, I think, this is about what practically happens in the marketplace.
That's one reason Bloom's boss, Senator Herb Kohl of Wisconsin, is sponsoring legislation that bypasses the Supreme Court ruling and makes all price setting by manufacturers illegal again. Supporters of the bill worry it may get lost in the sea of all the other problems Congress is working on now. So that's why they're in D.C. for a strategy session today. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Washington.